Thank you for calling our top fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
My name is Sharon Everett.
Hey, Sharon. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm interested in the Archtop, but I've just got a, I guess, some questions.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions for you.
Okay. Now, when you set this up, I don't even know where to start, actually. I have a printer. Does it cover the printer also?
Yes, it does.
So the wireless, it'll cover the printer. Now, at the end of the month, I don't do a lot of Zoom calls, but I do them periodically. I have a call at the end of the month that I have to have a Zoom call.
Uh-huh.
It'll cover Zoom also, right?
Yes. Because the speeds that you're getting, they are super fast speeds. You're getting over 1,000 megabytes per second.
Okay.
So you could have like five different Zoom meetings at once.
Okay. And what about my email? Will my email stay the same?
What do you mean? What's your email?
My email is severet@hbc.rr.com.
Oh, you have a Roadrunner email?
A what?
So you have a, you said at hbc.rr.com?
Correct.
That is what you got through Spectrum?
Yes.
Oh, you'd have to ask Spectrum if you're able to keep your email address.
Okay. All right. Other than that, because that's the one I use constantly. That's the only email I use. And as far as if you hooked up, because I do have internet and I have a phone, which you cover the phone also, right?
That is correct.
So it would be the phone, the printer, and the internet. If you connect those, do you know if you, is it possible to keep the TV with Spectrum until you can make other changes?
Okay, so what I know with Spectrum, if you do decide to not do service with them, you would not have access to their cable services.
Okay.
But we do have streaming, so if it's the case that you do use your cable to watch local television, you could get a streaming service, which is a lot cheaper for the year, and then you'd have access to all your favorite channels.
Yeah, see, my problem is that I'm so unfamiliar with all that, and I'm trying to figure out how to do this. I kind of do want to, you know, have it connected,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just so confused about the TV, and I know I've been told about the streaming service and so on and so forth, and the smart TV, or whatever, but I'm just totally in the dark about it. I really am. So I have to figure that out.
Yeah, because it's way, way a lot cheaper if you do streaming services while still getting your favorite television, because once you do get it, then it's a lot easier for you to handle. And then we would be providing super high speeds for the any streaming network that you decide. And you said that you have a printer and you also do Zoom meetings, which would go along well, and it would be cheaper each month.
I need to find somebody that can for my kids or something. When you talk about streaming, does this work off of what you're talking about here? The fiber thing, the connection, or is it something else that I need?
Oh, you're wondering if we provide the streaming networks?
Not so much that you provide it, but I don't know really what I'm asking, because I am, like I said, I am so in the dark about how
so,
it works.
So basically, we provide the internet and the phone. If you do decide to get streaming services, you, depending on what channels you like to watch and so forth, you can either get Hulu Live TV Plus, or you could go ahead and get like YouTube Live TV. That's where you could get access to your channels. You'd be able to watch, if you're a sports person, you'd be able to watch live sports. basically anything that you could do on a cable. And it would be any service that you decide to get out there. I know that they're a lot cheaper than the cable services that is provided by Spectrum.
But this all comes from what? The internet?
Yeah,
Is,
it's the internet
oh,
service. And then you
okay.
purchase
It's,
from whatever streaming service you'd like, you purchase whatever service you want from
so, in
that.
other words, that's what I think I'm getting confused with. So, it's not cable, but yet it's your service, which is would be the internet, which would be
Which would help set up the streaming service.
streaming,
That is
would
correct.
be internet streaming. All right, I think I have that a little bit. I'm an older person and I'm not familiar with a lot of this because I just have cable and I've had it and for years and it's like, okay. All right, I think my biggest thing is going to be the TV. That's going to be that and the email.
And the
I
email.
don't know. I have to check with them first though before I would set this up, right?
Well, usually we recommend that you wait until the services are fully installed before you go ahead and cancel service with them.
No, I mean as far as checking about my email. I would.
I think they do have. Hold on, let me check for you. One moment. Just bear with me one moment, please.
All right.
All right, so yeah, as it relates to your Roadrunner email, they do have options where you could keep it after canceling with them. You could ask them if you can have a standalone email, so it's not connected to your internet or cable.
Standalone email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell them that you want a standalone Spectrum email account.
I mean, I do have a second email address also, but this one is the one I use constantly. The other one is just kind of like a backup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it all depends on Spectrum. I think they could have an option for you. They could set up a special agreement where you could have your Roadrunner emails, but usually what they do is that once you do cancel service with them, after 60 days, the email is deactivated.
All right. Yeah, so I've got to figure out what to do with that then. And how hard would it be? Well, I'm so confused with all this. I would like to do this, but this has got me so confused. How long would it take before you could set up an appointment to do it? Just to put.
To do the installation for you?
Yes.
Let me check on that for you. What's your service address?
78 Southfield Street, Kingston, New York.
You said Southfield?
Yeah, Southfield is one word.
Okay. The in-service date for your location. Oh, so service is currently available in your area, so it would be like 5 days from today before we can set up your internet fully for you.
Okay, 5 days. Okay. All right.
Do you want me to sign you up for service?
I was just gonna say, let me think about it during the day. I am just so concerned about this email. That's the main thing I'm really concerned about, and the fact with the streaming, because we don't have a smart TV right now.
If you don't have a smart TV, you could get something like a Amazon Fire Stick. That's something that you just plug into the back of your TV, and then it acts like a smart TV for you. And it's
actually the only other thing I do have is I have a Roku.
Yeah, so there you go.
I don't really use it. I've tried it a couple times, but I do have that.
Yeah, so a Roku or a Amazon Fire Stick, that would work well for you for the streaming service.
Okay.
So if you could get someone to get something for you like Hulu Live TV Plus on your Roku, then all you'd have to do is just click to go to Hulu, and then you'd have access to your channels and stuff.
All right. So my biggest thing is going to be my email, and that concerns me only because
you use that email a lot.
I use everything.
There's another, but it's a little bit complicated with the email. You could do email forwarding. So every time that a new email is sent to that email, it would come to your other email where you'd have access to. But that one is a little bit more complicated on that end. You'd have to have someone there to set that up for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mind. I could probably set up a new email. Or I'm just wondering if I can switch it over to the other one. Does it matter if I'm trying to think if you need passwords or anything like that to go into? Because it's set. I think this one's set up. The RR.com is set up with my password. I don't know if I remember what my other one is.
Oh, for your other email?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Now, because of the sign-up process, we would need an email just to add on file so we can send you updates. But it would not be safe to add the RR.com one.
Yeah. All right, well, look, my head is going like 240 while I'm talking to you. I'm trying to think of all these things. My neighbor next door is a young kid. I know he's into computers. I'm wondering if he could help me out with that email.
Yeah, okay. You can ask him if he's able to first try to get into your other email, okay? And then afterwards, just ask him if he could do email forwarding for you from your rr.com to your current email. That would be like the safest option. See if just tell him, is there a way that you can, every time you get a new email, if you can transport it from the rr.com to your other email. Just tell him email forwarding.
Yeah. I won't be able to get a hold of him till night because he works during the day. He's, in fact, he just had it installed a few days ago, I think. Friday,
uh-oh.
Saturday?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He just had it installed then. So I was talking to him about it, and he already has, of course, the streaming and all that. So, let me set up an appointment, and then I'm going to have to try to figure out this other stuff.
Okay, so you want me to sign you up then?
Yeah, sign me up.
Okay, and you're interested in the service that is $69.99 for the internet service, right, with a discount?
Probably. Now, in 2 years, do you know how much that's going to go up?
We don't have a specific cost as yet. As of right now, the cost is just $79.99.
Okay, sign me up, and we'll do. Yeah, I think this is $69.99 because I don't need any more than that. I just
No.
have the, it'll be the printer, the internet, and the phone.
Okay. And you want the landline service, you said?
Yeah, I have landline service now that's through Spectrum also.
Okay. And just to let you know, the landline is an additional $24.99. So it comes up to $94.98.
Ninety-four what?
94.99. 99 cents.
99 cents. Okay.
That's
All
okay.
right. So it's still going to be cheaper.
Okay. And for your current phone number, what's your landline? Do you want to keep your current phone number for your landline?
If I can, yes, I've had it for years.
Okay. What is that phone number?
845-338-4364.
So 845-338-4364.
Correct.
Okay. And the address is 78 Southfield Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
We own the property.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
All right, for your utility wires, do you know if it is through the air or underground?
I believe through the air.
Okay. Moment, please. All right, could you spell your first name for me, please?
Sharon, Sharyn.
Sharyn, as in
Correct.
Nancy. All right. And what's your last name?
Everett, Everett.
Okay. What email would you like to add on, Val?
This is going to be. I don't know whether I should give you my Roadrunner one or my other one.
It's better to give us the other one, I think.
All right, I'm trying to remember it now. Pearls Eve. It's Pear L S E V E. Hold on. 13 at gmail.com.
All right, so that's pearleve13@gmail.com.
Pearls is the Pearls.
Oh, EVE.
Right, 13 at gmail.com.
And what's your cell phone number?
845-750-3860.
Okay, thank you for that information. How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Either or. Text is fine, email's fine, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to read you a disclosure for the text. So at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So you have a home location interested in 1 gig fiber internet. You also want to add the phone service for $24.99, and you want to keep your current phone number, which is 845-338-4364. Your
Correct.
service address is 78 Saltfield, Kingston, New York, 12401. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address. All right, so as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need to see if you are who you say you are and see if you're required to make a deposit of $50 before.
Sure.
You can choose to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Sure.
Okay, one moment. All right. Could I get your cell number again, please?
My cell number, 845-750-3860.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with your social security number.
You really need my social security number?
Just for the soft credit check. We don't keep that information on file. Once it's checked, it's discarded.
I really don't like to give that over the phone.
If you want to, you could do the deposit instead, and I would not need the social security number.
How much is the deposit?
$50.
You said 50, 50, 50?
Yes, 50.
Okay, and how do I get that to you?
You could either use a checking or savings account, or you can use a credit or debit card.
All right, I'll give you a credit card.
Okay, all right, so do you want to do the discount for enrolling in autopay and paperless billing? That's where you get it, $10 off to get it for
$69.99.
Yeah, so autopay would be on autopay with your checking or savings account, and paperless is $10 off. If you do decide to do autopay with your credit or debit card, with paperless billing, it's $5 off. So instead of $69.99, if you do decide to use your credit or debit card, it would be $74.99.
Yeah, that's fine.
So still go ahead with a credit or debit?
Yes, credit.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number.
Okay. It's Visa. The number is 4400-6634-4514. 0661.
And the expiration?
429.
And the CVV?
The code?
That is correct.
372.
Cardholder's name?
Sharon Everett.
And your zip code is 12401?
Correct.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, I got a flyer in the mail, and actually two flyers in the mail.
Okay.
One of them, yeah, they're both basically the same, just different expiration dates on your
the promotion.
Your promotion. And then I've seen the trucks around and asking questions, so.
Okay. And do you have any details or information that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank at the front of the home or any barbed wires?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, that's fine. Give me a moment, please. All right, so before I go ahead to set up a date and time for your installation, I'm going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Okay.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network on the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop, it's the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so now to set up a date and time, the earliest date we have available is on the 22nd of October.
Okay, 10/22. I think that's
And we have any other day after that except on Sundays.
Let's see. No, that's fine. Either 22nd, 23rd is fine.
Okay, do you have a specific time, in the morning, in the evening?
I'm up early in the morning. I'm retired, so we're here all the time.
Okay, so 8 a.m., between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m.?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so confirm the appointment, October 22nd, 2024, at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay, very good.
No problem. So now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop. One would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be for you to sign into your online customer account. That's where you'd have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Sharon?
No, I think that's it.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.